It's Thursday and time for Across the Aisle, our weekly roundtable on Maine politics. This week, Cynthia Dill, an attorney and former Democratic legislator who writes a column for the Portland Press-Herald, and Meredith Strang Burgess of Burgess Advertising and Marketing, who served as a Republican in the legislature. They spoke with Keith Shortall.
Cynthia, Meredith, happy Thursday. So we have learned, sadly, that Senator John McCain has brain cancer, and colleagues and others are wishing him well today. But there are political repercussions to this as well.
Well, first and foremost, I think the obvious political repercussion is that right now Republicans enjoy only a two-vote majority in the United States Senate. There's 52 Republicans. And so with Senator McCain out of the picture, either temporarily or permanently, that leaves Republicans with the very slimmest of margins, 51 vote majority, which clearly puts Senator Collins in the hot seat or in the powerful seat, depending on your perspective. So I just think it's a numbers game. But also, I think the fact that he's being diagnosed with this aggressive brain cancer in the heat of a debate about health care. And he's a war veteran and recognized and respected widely across the spectrum, across the world. It kind of brings a seriousness to the health care debate.
And there's symbolism there as well. But right. But practically, might it also present an opportunity for Republicans to postpone this?
You know, I'd like to think that that might cause everybody in Washington to take pause. Although it was nice to see that people still can operate in a bipartisan way with certainly the good wishes that have been pouring out from both sides of the aisle for Senator McCain. Clearly, the president has been pushing them to stay in Washington until they solve the health care issue. I would expect that Senator McCain won't be back anytime soon, although he is certainly the most hardworking, very dedicated senator. And in between treatments and things, something could happen. But I think overall, I think it's the best thing for cooler minds to prevail. People take their summer break, which was planned, and then come back and maybe deal with things like the budgets and some other issues and start working on health care, but doing it in a transparent way, the way Senator Collins is really proposing that it be handled, which is through getting the smartest people in the country to come together and present ideas on ways that it really can be truly fixed.
I wouldn't be surprised if John McCain, in some capacity, really uses this opportunity to perhaps change his vote on health care or urge some Republican senators to buck the trend of just trying to repeal something that would do such serious damage to so many Americans.
All right. Closer to home, we conjectured some time ago that Governor Paul LePage was considering a run for U.S. Senate. Then this spring, he said he would not run and would focus on being governor. Now today on Portland radio station WGAN, the governor says he might reconsider and challenge incumbent independent Angus King after all, but it all depends on whether he sees that the Republican candidate in this race, State Senator Eric Brakey, becomes more aggressive in his campaign. Meredith, is this a serious development in this race?
Well, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. So it's the middle of summer. Anybody that would be conducting a campaign such as this for an election that's a year and a half from now, one strategy would be to be out there and in the state and taking the opportunity to be in all the many sort of community events that are going on all around the state. And I honestly really don't know. I would assume that Senator Brakey is out doing that. And if he's not, then that could be fueling some of those questions on whether perhaps he's not really jumping into this with 2 feet and having some issues. The governor claims he's getting pressure from the White House to jump in case things, if Senator Brakey doesn't sort of catch fire soon. I wouldn't expect to see much from Senator Brakey really until the fall. So it's a little early to make that claim, I think.
Cynthia, what's your take on this?
I just think it's interesting that Paul LePage is, you know, sort of bullying a younger Republican so-called rising star at the same time being so fickle about his own position. I mean, he's just nothing he says is serious anymore. He is unable to articulate clearly what his plans are because he doesn't have a plan. And unfortunately, his credibility has just been so scorched with just, you know, untruth after untruth. So your question was, is this a serious development? In my perspective, nothing that Governor LePage does now is really that serious. And he just does things for spite and for fun, and it's not serious.
In the second district race next year, Republican Bruce Poliquin has good finances and incumbency going for him. But there are already three Democrats in that race, the most recent being Jonathan Fulford, who announced this week he joins Bar Harbor restaurateur Tim Rich and mail carrier Phil Cleaves of Dexter. And then there are press articles saying there might be more in this race. What is it going to take, Cynthia, for someone to beat Bruce Poliquin?
I think if somebody was really able to hone in on Bruce Poliquin's lack of transparency, his voting record on issues that really impact the second district, like health care, and I think his opposition to some things like the park, the National Monument. I mean, I think that the tide has really turned on the National Monument, and people who are opposed are now for it, and it is, in fact, bringing economic prosperity. So to the extent that a Democratic candidate can say, look, this guy is just not doing anything right. I mean, he's voting against economic prosperity and development. He's voting against health care. And he's not coming, you know, coming clean with constituents about his positions.
So it'll be about that and not about the image of Wall Street banker in the second district.
It's always about jobs.
That's so true. It is about jobs. And of course, the health care conversation has still yet to be written, that chapter. But Bruce is really out there. I mean, there's been this campaign by the Maine People's Alliance to, you know, brand him as being invisible and not in the district. And when in fact, you know, he is there and he is dealing with constituent issues, and he's going to be he's completing two terms. And that's a pretty powerful position to be in.
Cynthia Meredith, see you next week.